Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:46, 14 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th. Christian Garrick joins us, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Christian?
Tommy, I'm well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time with us. You came on to talk about LSU baseball, but the Saints schedule was released. Your thoughts on the way it shapes up?
Well, I think if you look at the history of this team, they've started slow, so you want to have a good, fast start, come out that first quarter pole, maybe 3-1, because weeks 9 through 13 are pretty brutal. And you got the London game against Minnesota, three primetime games. I know Vegas has them as over and under win total of 7, 7.5, a lot of odds makers, and I already put coin on that. I'm taking the over.
I think the Saints
have 9 to 10 wins. Again, it's all about health. I don't put a lot of strength, or I don't put a lot of stock, Tommy, in the strength of schedule argument in May, because show me who's going to be out. I mean, you know, somebody on that schedule is going to be better than you anticipated, and somebody is going to be decimated by injuries, maybe even the Saints.
And show me how Jameis Winston's going to play. A lot of unknowns.
Right.
We don't know any of that. But I'm with you. I bet the over on that. That I would put money on 7.5. Let's talk about LSU baseball this weekend. Who they got?
Ole Miss. And it's a big weekend because it's the final home SEC series of the year. It's amazing how quickly the season has flown by. And LSU's at 14-10 in the SEC. Ole Miss is scuffling. They're 10-14. This was once thought to be the best team in the country. I'm talking about Ole Miss. And they have the offense, but like LSU, they're short on starting pitching. And that's ultimately, I think, going to be the undoing of LSU in the postseason, is they just don't have the starting pitching. They've got really good arms out of the bullpen. And maybe Jay Johnson discovers something here down the stretch. Maybe you start a guy like Devin Fontenot for the first time in his career, change him from being a bullpen guy to a starter. He has gone extended outings in the past. Going back to that regional against Florida State a couple of years ago prior to the pandemic, I mean, he pitched six innings in relief into extra innings. So we've seen him extend a little bit, and I know Devin Fontenot has wanted to try his hand a little bit as a starting pitcher because it ups his value for the next level. But Ole Miss, certainly dangerous. They can produce a lot of offense, a lot like LSU. They've won four in a row now, but for the Tigers this is an important series because – The goal for LSU, right now they're projected to be an 11 seed in the NCAA tournament. That would have them hosting a regional but not hosting a super regional. And if you want to get to 17, watermark of 17 to 18 wins, you got two series to do so. You win both of these series next week against Vanderbilt and this weekend against Ole Miss, then you're at that 18-win threshold, which is a virtual guarantee that you will host a regional.
And is a super regional still on the table or not?
It's possible, but like LSU, if LSU were to sweep Ole Miss and then take 2 or 3 from Vanderbilt but have a good showing and maybe win the SEC tournament, I think that changes the conversation to a super regional host site.
All right, what about Jacob Berry? How's his hand?
Yeah, we talked to Jay Johnson the other day. It's really about pain tolerance, what Jacob Berry can tolerate, you know, that hairline fracture in his finger. And it might sound odd, but people don't realize, you know, you hold the bat literally in your knuckles. Okay, you don't put it in your palm, and so contact, it can be painful for that kind of injury. I understand he may be able to bat right-handed. He's a switch hitter, but he may be able to bat right-handed a little bit more comfortably. So Jay Johnson also said that it's progress day by day. with Jacob Berry, and we'll see. But Gavin Dugas has stepped up. He reinserted into the lineup, and he's injected some life into this offense a little bit, even more so than it had. And but look, you don't want to be without your best hitter or your biggest hitter in Jacob Berry for long if you're LSU.
Somebody texted in about fielding problems that LSU has had, and they wonder if it'll impact them during postseason.
It will at some point because your identity doesn't change overnight. I mean, they've gotten better, Tommy, fielding the ball, but, you know, they're good. There was a stretch there where, I mean, they were committing one error a game on average. And they've gotten a better hand on it. I think some of it was, you know, they just rushing their throws. It wasn't necessarily booting baseballs as much as it was throwing accurately to first base. There were a couple of booted balls, but I think they've just gotten a little bit more comfortable. They're not rushing. They're slowing down a little bit. But that stuff doesn't just go away. You don't wave a magic wand and all of a sudden you become one of the best fielding teams in the country. It'll come back. That and starting pitching will be their eventual undoing in the postseason, I believe.
Jay Johnson, is he meeting expectations with LSU fans?
I think so. I mean, considering what he inherited and then what he was able to bring in, and look at what LSU did last year. They didn't win 14 games in the conference last year. And look, I think Jay Johnson, the long-term approach you have with him is you're going to have, I think, significant success. Get him another year out on the recruiting trail. What he's done is he's expanded LSU's reach. And for a while, Paul Maneri didn't get kids from California, from other parts of the country. He's got a foothold in that part of the country where he can recruit going back to his days at Arizona. He knows how to make his way to those fertile recruiting grounds, too, along with recruiting Louisiana as well. And I think that's what when this program is really humming, you've got players on your roster from all parts of the country, not just Louisiana and the Gulf South. At one time, Paul Maneri had the same approach where he was getting guys from California, et cetera, at a big rate. It just slowed down lately, and I think Jay Johnson's back to getting that to be a normal thing for LSU baseball.
Compare and contrast the transfer portal in baseball and football, because I would think with baseball, there's also the portal to the major leagues, right? Or at least to professional baseball, maybe not majors, but professional baseball.
Well, that's dependent upon, okay, so in Major League Baseball, you can get drafted right out of high school or once you're 21, whether you're a 21-year-old sophomore or a 21-year-old junior, you're like Jacob Berry is a draft-eligible sophomore because he's going to be 21 by the time the draft comes around. And they've gotten better. MLB has done a better job of, you know, remember now, in the Super Regionals, a lot of these guys were getting drafted. They've pushed it back a little bit. I think some of it was because of the pandemic, but they realized that, hey, you know, let's push the draft back a little bit. That way, you know, these players that are playing in these Super Regionals, all they're focused on is playing in the Super Regional, not, hey, I was supposed to get drafted in the second round. Here it is, the fourth round. Oh, by the way, I'm in a Super Regional contest, and I'm worried about other things, my draft stock, opposed to what's really important to them, which is the game.
Thoughts about Blake Money? Where's he standing in rotation right now?
Right now, I'm not quite sure. I mean, he has not pitched well over the last four outings. Since last outing, he was out of the game, Tommy, in 13 pitches. He didn't record it out. So it's up in the air. I think if you're Jay Johnson, you're evaluating who it is that gets the ball in that second game on Saturday.
He's not hurt, is he?
Not that we're aware of.
All right, Christian, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Nice
talking to
you.
All right, Tommy, thanks. Yep,
Christian Garrett, co-host of Sports Talk. Interesting insights in LSU baseball. It's 9:54. 6 before 10, we'll take a break. Find out what Noel Norman's got planned for you on this Friday the 13th when we return here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.